The LSU Ag Center's wheat and oat breeding programs will release several varieties this year, according to LSU Ag Center wheat breeder Steve Harrison.
The most significant one of those is LA01110D150 wheat, which has done extremely well across the region for the last 3 years.
Harrison also is planning to release another line called LA02015E201, which he said is a good variety for the Deep South, but is not as broadly adapted as other varieties. The team had a hard time collecting data this year because of warm and wet conditions that damaged the wheat or complicated its development.
And then when we had those storms, we had a lot of lodging, a lot of wheat that went down and was hard to harvest.
Harrison also is releasing three oat varieties this year. One will be released in cooperation with a government institution in Uruguay, another will be used in California's dairy industry, and the third will be used in Germany for the fodder industry.
These oat varieties are offshoots, if you will, of the breeding program that we carry out on oats, which is aimed at developing oat varieties for the southeastern U.S. Releasing them benefits the LSU Ag Center in that we get some support back for the program.
The LSU Ag Center cooperates with other southeastern universities to develop and release varieties adapted to this region. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.